Supporters of St. Laurentius Church in Fishtown won a key victory today. Philadelphia's Historical Commission voted to list the old building on the city's historic register, safeguarding it from demolition. Though, as WHYY's Bobby Allen notes, finding another use for the spired structure will be an uphill battle.
Deborah Micah was among those who spoke to the commission about the church's historical significance. She's Poland's consul for the Philly area.
The building stands as the oldest and most prominent symbol of the immigration and settlement of Polish Catholics in Philadelphia.
And the commission agreed. Former parishioner Kate Gaber says now that it's protected from demolition, an investor might step forward.
I feel like it's like the birth of my child. Right? It's just so wonderful. And we will get the money. We will find ways to get the money.
But the closed church has been listed for sale. And real estate broker Brendan Flynn says five developers were intrigued.
And the general consensus was that if a historical designation was approved, that these groups would not have an interest.
A lot of design requirements come with a historical designation. Many developers say it's just not worth it. Plus, attorney with the parish, Mike Phillips, says full restoration would cost more than $4 million. The indebted parish spends tens of thousands of dollars a year just to maintain it. Phillips likens St. Laurentius to another Catholic site on the historic register, the Church of the Assumption on Spring Garden Street. The crowd didn't like the comparison.
It is a blighted, abandoned property with missing windows, holes in the roof, and vacant.
Meanwhile, supporters face three main obstacles: finding enough money for restoration, finding a developer to take it on, and perhaps the tallest order of all, persuading the parish to give up the property, since its officials are dead set on demolishing and selling the land. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.